Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And happy Wednesday. We are back. We took last week off for a little summer break, and we are so excited to be back with our pod besties. Deep T and I were just talking about how it feels like we haven't talked in forever, and so much has happened.
Even though we're texting and calling, I feel like I haven't seen your face in so long.
No, for real. Like, I use our podcast episodes as time to like catch up with you.
Yep, absolutely. Because I feel like if you tell me anything too much detail about situations beforehand, I feel like I don't get a raw reaction on the podcast. So we do it for the pod besties.
We do it for the pod besties. We save the stories for you guys. We have so much to talk about. I feel like so many things have happened in the Love is Blind world, and Perfect Match Season 3 was announced last week. And there's some changes happening with that cast. And so we got to talk about it.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of diversity across multiple shows in the reality universes. So it's interesting.
Yeah, totally. But first, I have to ask, how was your date? Oh, did we ever share that you went on a date?
I don't know. I feel like we talked about having a few dates set up. It went really well, but I feel like I'm moving differently with relationships and dating now that, like, I feel like I've experienced traumatic things with relationships in the past. So I'm like, I'm moving very slow and kind of guarding my heart a little bit more.
So
I mean, it's going really well, but you know, I don't want to jinx it too much. I'm in like the limbo mode of, let's just see how it goes. We're just gonna go with the flow.
I love that. I feel like I'm not a go with the flow person, so like, I don't know what that means. You know, for me, I'm like, I need to know where this is gonna go, how it's gonna end, like right now. Like, I was like, I need that validation right now, because I was like, I'm not wasting my time, which is horrible when it comes to dating.
Yeah, I feel like your type A personality really thrives on having a plan and like exactly knowing where you're going next, which is, honestly, I feel like a blend of both of us is a good place to be, a good balance.
I went on a date maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I think I was talking to you about it, and I was like, I need to make a decision right now, like if I'm going to move forward or not. Like, I was like, I don't know. And Deep T's always like, okay, why don't you just go on another date? Like, it's not a big deal. Just like, feel it out.
And honestly, I feel like that's because you have been in the dating world for just a little bit longer, because I feel like I've just now kind of reintroduced myself into this world where it's actually kind of exhausting, because I'm like, what do you mean I have to answer to somebody else? Like, I don't want to do that. You know what's really interesting about this new connection that I've made, and I find it so different than all the other ones that I've kind of been in, where we're constantly texting each other all the time, like in my past, like situations or relationships.
Yeah.
And with this one, it's been so refreshing, because like, we kind of do our own thing. And like, once in a while, like once a day, we'll check in, and like it's that vibe where it's not like constant communication, which I find really, really refreshing. We're like easing into it. And I just love that we're matching each other's energy with that. And it's been really great.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, I'm like, if he doesn't text me once a day, every hour, it's over, it's done.
Yes. And I'm normally like you, where I need that constant like talking, but we like save it for our dates, and then our dates are so engaging, and like, we have so much to talk about and catch up on, which I'm like, oh, I actually like this, where, you know, we're a little distant, and then date wise we connect, you know.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love a little distance.
Well, speaking of distance, how did your date go? I know that the person that you went on a date with, you guys are kind of long distance.
So, pod besties, I traveled to a different state to go on a date with someone else, because, you know, I had such a good experience with New York boy. And I was like, oh my God, I'd love to do long distance dating one more time because it was amazing with the guy from New York City.
You're like, let me just change the energy around long distance dating.
I just did it because I was like, why not? But it was fine. It was like, I think one of those things is like, I don't like long distance. And I think one thing that I've noticed in long distance relationships is because the dynamic is different. I feel like when I date locally, I go really slow. Like I'm like, okay, like we are not having any sort of define the relationship talk until like month 3 or 4 or something like that, you know? Like I was like, I want to like date around. I feel like when you are exploring something with someone who is long distance, it's different because like when you see each other, especially if you stay at their house or vice versa, it feels like things are going a little bit quicker in the moment. Like when I saw this person over the weekend, I felt like my emotions were at a high because it felt like we were on a trip together. And spending 24 hours together. But now that I'm out of it and back home, I'm like, oh, you know, like you're just like, oh, I think I was just like in the moment of like this is something more than it actually is.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we were talking about, because I feel like because I'm dating a little locally and then you're like somewhat dating long distance, we are moving so much slower. Since you're visiting that person, I feel like it's so different because you get close so fast, like the mannerisms, how they live, like where they take you to, like their local coffee shop, like all these things are coming at you so fast and you're getting so much info on how they live so quickly. I think it like makes or breaks it really fast.
Yeah. Like you're having like a few dates with them over the weekend, right? Like you're having breakfast, lunch, dinner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner the next day. And that's like, what, 6 dates already right there, even though it doesn't seem like it. But yeah, like you're with, like there's no escaping. And so it feels like you are like not living with that person, but you have like a deep look into like what they're like for 24 hours a day. But what I'm trying to say is, I think what I realized after this weekend is like long distance is really hard. And I realize you have to be like in it or you're not.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean you have to see my bedhead in the morning? What do you mean you're going to like, I'm going to roll over and you can smell my breath?
Like, no, literally. I was like, what do you mean we have to share one bathroom together?
Yeah, it just accelerates things so fast. And I think that's fine, but it also like lets you know really fast if that person is for you and if it's worth the hardship, I'll say, that comes with long distance, because it's not always easy. And if you go like a few days without communicating, it's almost like game over. Like you really have to put in the effort to communicate.
No, 100%.
Thank you for de-influencing me on long distance relationships. No. Because also the fact that you don't have an out, like say that you're on a really bad date, like you can't just like be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like my mom just called. There's an emergency. Gotta go. And it's like
100%.
What are you going to do? Go back to his place and pack real quick. And
what if I arrived there and I was like, I don't want to stay here. Or I don't like him anymore. I can't just be like, hey, I'm staying at a hotel. Like, sorry. Like so weird.
It's just going to be awkward.
You can, you definitely can. But it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, you can't take a break from him and like assess like, oh, do I actually really like this person? Everything's kind of like a, like everything's coming at you at once.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that was my weekend.
Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully Pod Besties, you had a great 4th of July weekend, because I said no to every single friend plan this weekend and spent all my time with my family. And you know what I've realized lately? When I was growing up, like, and when I say I was, when I was growing up, I mean like in my 20s, I did everything possible not to be around family or parents. I'm like, I have to have plans all the time.
Totally.
And now my parents are my best friends. I'm like, is this adulthood?
No, that's the best. Like, I know when you start choosing family over your friends, I 100% am that person too. Yeah. I also realize I'm so introverted now and I'm like not ashamed of it. Like I was like, I don't need to be an outgoing person. I'll ditch everything. I don't care if I'm a flake.
Yeah. Honestly, I have been a flake this week and I feel really bad. But I do have to say, I think what drains me the most is that I'm very extroverted around people and it drains my energy. So I'm like, I'd rather just not go and just conserve all my energy to myself.
Okay. One thing I really wanted to talk about is all of the Love is Blind pregnancy gender reveals that just happened. So last week, Adi and Ollie revealed that they are having a baby girl. So they announced the gender and it was so, so cute. Like I saw their announcement video. What I was thinking though, when I saw that announcement video is like, especially when you're coming from like a love slash dating show, like that's the sort of content you need to create, like for the people that follow you.
Yeah. I think people just love love and seeing them exude it and find each other and it actually be a real thing, because I think having a kid together solidifies how much that love is real. So I think like people just root for love. But yeah, that's the best type of content, because that's what you went on Love is Blind to even start to do in the first place, you know? So people eat that shit up.
No, 100%. Like I was watching it and I was like, I know I will never look that good in a pregnancy gender reveal.
Bro, it was like AI.
No. I was like, wait, this is so cute and so pretty. So and I was funny. Like, that could never be me.
Yes, it could.
I feel like the most I'll do is like have those, like, you know, those poppers with confetti in it and be like, it's a girl. Like,
have you?
That's the video.
This is so weird, but like, even though I'm not in a relationship or like a serious one at all, like I think about how I would do a gender reveal every time I see these videos.
Really?
I'm like, would I want to do it like extravagant? Like, or do I have like my partner like hit the baseball and like it shows you the color? like what will my vibe be? You know?
Oh my God, wait. I need to start thinking about that. I have put no thought into it. All I know is it's going to be lame. You're going to be like, okay.
I have a Pinterest board full of wedding things and baby things, and I'm nowhere close to that finish line.
You're like, just so you know, just so I have it. But what's also really exciting too is Jasmine Bobby from Love is Blind UK season one announced that they're having a baby boy. And you know where my mind went?
I already know, but tell me.
We've got two potential cast members who may end up together on Love is Blind season 46.
Let's go. I'm so here for it. Like, what if that would be so wild if they started dating.
And also you got Lauren and Cameron's kid that's like going to be born, you know, around the same time. And I was like, that's another potential cast member.
You know what this reminds me of? There's a new show on Bravo and it's called Next Gen NYC. And I've actually been watching it, but it's all of the Real Housewives kids. So I wonder if, you know, the same can apply to Love is Blind. Why not? I'm sure they would want to capitalize.
Can you imagine if getting married on Love is Blind becomes like a generational thing?
Oh my
gosh. Like they come in, they're like, my parents did it. And here I am hoping that I'll get married too.
They're like, this is the legacy I want to leave. Like, I want to be known not for my parents, but for myself.
You know? It worked for my parents, so here I am. No, it's literally going to be crazy. I can probably guess, like, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Especially because we've seen that trend happen before. And you know Netflix will be on top of that. Too bad we have, like, 20 plus years to go and we'll be, like, 60.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, we do. It might imagine be a whole new concept.
Yeah, imagine us making a cameo on LIB Kids.
Can you imagine when they do the parents meetup and it's Adi and Ollie being like, this process works. Oh, well, I guess, you know what, though? They did really meet on Love is Blind. They technically met on Perfect Match and it was definitely not sight unseen.
Yes. Well, speaking of Perfect Match also, it's kind of crazy that they were able to announce their engagement and now they're having a kid together. So it's like, spoiler alert, like they end up together. And I'm really surprised and shocked that they were just able to do that.
I mean, how could they hide it, right? Like, what do they do? Wait for the show to come out? And then AD's like, I'm pregnant. Like, well, it's just like, everyone's like, we just missed an entire chapter.
I feel like for us on Love is Blind, if we were dating people outside of our couple, we weren't allowed to talk about it until the season aired. So I just figured that same logic would apply to Perfect Match, but clearly it doesn't.
Remember when people knew Adi and Ollie were together because it was spoiled? Like there was a video of them in Mexico having dinner. And so people are like, okay, they obviously end up together, you know, after Perfect Match. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was like Netflix and Kinetic Content's like thought process of like, okay, what if they're like our videos that are released of like 80 walking around pregnant with Ollie.
That's so
true.
How
to explain things. Like, might as well just get ahead of it and like acknowledge it now and have people like watch Perfect Match to see the beginning of that love story.
Though, yeah, totally.
We've already revealed this on the podcast. We heard their love story is messy, but I have a thought because 80 is pregnant right now that they're going to like downplay the messiness. I've heard that Ollie does something like sketchy throughout this show, but my thought is they're gonna cut it out or downplay it a lot on Perfect Match season 3, which is coming out August 1st.
Yeah, and I feel like also so much time passes between when they film and when they actually air the show. I'm sure they're going back and making some edits to be like, wait a minute, let's just like kind of portray them in a better light. Like, obviously they'll bring the drama, but like, you know, maybe intensify it a little less.
No, totally.
Create less conflict. And like, speaking of cast members revealing their relationship statuses, I feel like even Juliet, who is from Siesta Key and she's on Perfect Match season 3, I feel like I've seen her TikToks where she's like, oh, I'm going on a first date. So I'm like, okay, cool. Now I know that whatever situation that she's in on Perfect Match is also not going to work out. So
that's like, so true.
People are pretty loose-lipped with this cast. And
yeah. You guys know Deepti and I are renters and we also love traveling. So if you are a renter and love traveling too, make sure you take advantage of this. If you haven't heard of Bilt, you're about to thank me later because you can earn your favorite airline miles and hotel points through Bilt by paying your rent on time. Deepti's going to explain how it all works.
Yes. So there's no cost to join. And just by paying rent, you unlock flexible points that can be transferred to your favorite hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more. When you pay rent through Bilt, you unlock two powerful benefits. First, you earn one of the industry's most valuable points on rent every month. No matter where you live or who your landlord is, your rent now works for you. Second, you gain access to exclusive neighborhood benefits in your city. Bilt's neighborhood benefits are things like extra points on dining out, complimentary post-workout shakes, free mats or towels at your favorite fitness studios, and unique experiences that only Bilt members can access. And when you're ready to travel, Bilt points can be converted to your favorite miles and hotel points around the world, meaning your rent can literally take you places. So if you're not earning points on rent, my question is, what are you waiting for?
Start paying rent through Bilt and take advantage of your neighborhood benefits by going to joinbilt.com/out of the pods. That's joinbilt.com/out of the pods. Make sure to use our URL so they know we sent you. joinbilt.com/out of the pods to sign up for Bilt today. Okay, we need to have a broader conversation about the Perfect Match season 3 cast because this is the first time Netflix is bringing non-Netflix cast members onto Perfect Match. So you've got people from Siesta Keys, like you mentioned, Juliet. You have people from Bachelor Nation, which is so crazy. You've got people from Love Island. I think it was really smart for them to do it to bring new viewership from other shows.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually kind of excited about it. At first, I was like, this is a weird mix of shows together, but why not bring people from other, you know, reality universe TV shows? Because it just, I think it'll add to the drama. But it's interesting the couples and the pairs that they picked from each show.
Yeah.
Like, for example, from The Bachelor, like Clayton and Rachel is kind of messy because didn't they have a thing?
So essentially how it started and what their like tie is together is that Rachel was on Clayton's season of The Bachelor and it was super messy. Like he told his top three, which Rachel was in, he told his top three that he loved all of them. And then I don't know if he took it back, but it was like this whole messy situation. And then she became the bachelorette with someone else. So on her season of The Bachelorette, there was two bachelorettes and she was one of them. They have like a messy past together. So I'm excited. So I think people will watch and see like, okay, what's going on with them? Like, are there going to be sparks again? Are they going to pursue it again? We also have JR and Sandy from The Ultimatum season 2, which, you know what? I feel like I guessed this. When we talked about The Ultimatum season 2, like several months ago, I knew like these two are definitely going on the show.
Yeah. And also only because like their connections didn't work out. So it makes so much sense to put them on the show to be like, let's explore this and see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Why would they not? And it's the same for Clayton and Rachel. And it's always like, is this all about like right person, wrong time. So let's give it another chance. Like, I feel like that's the energy that I'm getting with this whole cast.
No, 100%. I feel like people who like are really into like the Bachelor Nation franchise, like I feel like Clayton and Rachel are two people like that will bring in like new viewers who don't really watch Netflix reality TV shows. What I really loved is that Freddie from Love is Blind UK is on this cast. Mm-hmm. But I have seen some comments about his casting of people being like, you know what? He's not like the good, wholesome guy that we thought he was. Like, of course he'd do Perfect Match season 3. But look, can I tell you, like, I think anyone who does another Netflix show and ends up single, like you would never turn down a show where there's going to be a bunch of hot girls. Okay.
Also, why not take the opportunity if it falls in your lap? And I feel like Perfect Match fell in both of our laps too. And it's not like we didn't consider it. Like, we definitely did. But it's like he has nothing to lose. The one thing about Freddie, though, is like, I feel like he's never going to move from where he is. So he needs to find somebody who's willing to relocate potentially. So I'm like, what's crazy about all these people coming together is that they're all in different locations. So I just don't know if, even if they couple up, if they're going to make it in the real world. Because reality TV is such a bubble that, like, it feels perfect when you're in it. But totally. When you're outside of it, it's like the chances of you making it is, it's harder.
Yeah. I feel like with long distance relationships, the distance is a make or break. You either can like make it work or you can't. Right. Like, you either want to put the effort in or you like don't. One thing I'm very curious about, like what's going to happen with Freddie, is like Freddie got such a perfect edit on Love is Blind UK. Like, first of all, he's super good looking, but I think when he was paired with Catherine, who didn't treat him very well, like it gave the storyline of like, what a good guy who's treated poorly by this woman. And he like on paper and like in person just seems like the perfect man.
I know.
I'm curious if his time on Perfect Match will change his edit. Because I feel like that has happened in the past with, well, specifically, I think about Melinda on Perfect Match season 2, where I feel like on social media, people really liked her. And I never saw her season of Too Hot to Handle, but I think she got like, maybe not the best edit, but like a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that whole situation with like kissing Harry behind Jess's back, like kind of impacted her edit a lot. So I'm curious, like, will Freddie do something that may impact his really good reputation that he has right now?
Yeah, that is such a good point to make, because I feel like you're totally right. Editing and producers can make or break your entire appearance or how you're perceived. And the perfect example of this is truly Love Island, because there's an episode basically every single day. People's perception of the cast changes daily. And it's actually mind-boggling how much like that 1 hour of television per night can change viewers' perception of every cast member. And I feel like Perfect Match is going to be the same way. Like, whatever edit they got on the show that they were on, I feel like it'd take a complete 180 on Perfect Match. Yeah. And like half of it is their own actions and their own words, obviously, but just like small mannerisms and like how they react, like with their facial expressions, everything can just really change how viewers see them. It's crazy. It's actually kind of cool, but it's also kind of scary.
No, I agree. Like, that's like the scary thing about like going on multiple reality TV shows, especially when it's on like the same platform or network that you were just on. And like, you know, millions of people are going to watch the show, is like,
yeah,
are you putting your good edit on the line?
Mm-hmm. You're so victim to the public's opinion, because it really does impact your mental health. So hopefully, totally, you know, all these people are going to thrive. Let's see.
You know, they all won't thrive, because someone is definitely going to have to be the villain. Like, there's always got to be a few villains on a show like this. Well, Madison from Love is Blind season 8 is also on this cast. And like, I actually think she has a chance of getting a good edit, like churning her. I want to say she got a bad edit on season 8, but it wasn't good. You know, like she did get a lot of backlash. I actually think she might make a turnaround. Like, that is my prediction. Like, she might come off really good on this show. I don't know anything about her storyline. Like, I haven't heard anything, but like, that's my prediction.
Yeah, it's hard to say with her because I have no idea, but I definitely don't think that she's a bad person. I don't think she deserved the hate that she got on Love is Blind. So I'm hoping that she can turn around. But who do you think is going to be the villain this season?
The villain this season? I don't know. Because like at first I heard that it was Ollie, but I think the only reason I heard so much about Ollie from a few cast members from Perfect Match season 3 mm-hmm. is because they knew like him and AD would have like a bigger storyline, knowing that like they ended up together and also like they got engaged. But now with the fact that they announced a baby, like I feel like they're going to change up Ollie's edit to make it better. I don't know. I've heard some things about Clayton and Rachel. Like it gets a little bit messy. Also, Hannah from The Mole season 2, I've never watched The Mole, like that show, but she announced that she got engaged recently, which is again crazy. Yeah. If you go to her social media, she's like announced her engagement and she's been hinting in the comment section that she met her fiance on the show. So I feel like she will get a really big storyline too.
Yeah. I hate the fact that we have to like identify, oh, who's going to be the villain or this. Like, I hate that that has to happen, but it Perfect Match just proves it's so unserious. Like the first two seasons kind of proved it. And now I feel like this one's also like, I just feel like no real connections have come out of it really, but I don't know. Maybe season 3 will change that up for us.
Cause I mean, we evidence, know it does. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, what I'm saying. There's evidence in AD and Ollie, but I don't know. Besides that, I feel like it's so unserious.
You know what? I have the opposite thought as you, where I feel like this season is going to be more serious and Netflix is going to fucking milk this, knowing again, the AD and Ollie storyline, the fact that they're having a kid together and that this woman named Hannah from The Mole season 2, like she got engaged to someone on the show, which is very serious, yeah. You know?
Well, I don't know. Our engagement serious? Because remember us on Love is Blind?
That's true. Assuming it's not for clout, like it's not this like cloudy thing, like they, yeah. You know, aren't watching AD and Ollie and they're like, let's get engaged too. And maybe, you know, we could like kind of milk this a little bit. I don't know. Like people think like that. Like who knows?
Yeah.
But let's say it's a very serious engagement and they're going to end up together. Like, I mean, that's another one right there.
Yeah.
So no, that's like they're going to be like, so. This works. Perfect Match works and it's very serious.
Well, they definitely had to do something to change it up because the first two seasons was so, you can just tell it was like fake, just a bunch of like, I don't know, hot reality TV stars and like, let's just throw them together and see what happens, you know? But I feel like in this casting, they really thought about it and they were like, let's just figure out who's going to have real connections and see if it works. So I'm on your side. Like, I hope that's what happens, but I'm not going to believe it until I see it.
Well, the show comes out in less than a month and obviously we'll be recapping it on this podcast. So we'll just have to see what happens. But I will say like during casting, specifically when I was casting for Perfect Match season 2, they did ask me like, who do you have connections with? Like anyone in the Netflix universe, like what's your type? So I think they do try to find your like types on and cast those people on the show.
Yeah, rightfully so. It makes sense that, yeah. You know, they're like, where's the attraction and where's the potential, essentially?
I have to ask you, if you watched The Ultimatum Queer Love season 2, it came out 2 weeks ago, and man, that show is a mess. Let me tell you, it is a mess.
It's always been a mess. I feel like just in general, the fact that you're giving your partner an ultimatum, messy.
Messy. And like going to live with like another partner, messy.
Messy, like everything about it just screams like, oh, it won't work.
But it's like the perfect formula for a reality TV show.
It truly is.
It's like when I watch The Ultimatum, whether it's the original version or the Queer Love version, I'm always like, I cannot believe like people sign up for the show, especially this season, because some of these couples have been together for several years and they have like deep history together. And I was like, wow, you're really willing to like do this show. But what I will say, what I like about the Queer Love version of The Ultimatum is it feels a lot more authentic and real. Like I feel like when I watch Netflix shows typically, especially having been on Love is Blind and us watching other seasons of Love is Blind, I do feel like not the fact that people are inauthentic, but you know, in the back of their heads, they're also thinking about like the influencer pipeline of these shows and like how they can come off better, which I don't fault them. We did the same thing, right? Like we kind of held our feelings close to our chest and made sure we were a little bit more careful with what we said or did. I feel like this season, they're like putting everything out there. They're like, we're going to follow our hearts.
Mm-hmm. I definitely got that sense too. Like it wasn't as performative and it felt very genuine. And I feel like a lot of couples I saw like actual growth from, and they were willing to have the hard conversations. So I definitely like this season a lot. It's just hard for me to get behind the whole ultimatum like mindset, because I already think like, why are these couples doing it?
Totally. You
think they're not being genuine, but I think that changed when I watched this season.
I felt like for this season, the trial marriages felt very real. Like you've got Megan and Haley getting physical and telling each other that they love each other. Like Megan actually gets confused about like her feelings for Haley. And so I don't know, like that was shocking to me because I was like, wow, this like feels really real. And then Mel and Dana actually do get physical, even though they, you know, deny it to their partners. But I just feel like you would never see that in another show.
No, never. And also like, this is the whole purpose of trial marriages, right? Like, can your relationship last even though you're literally living with another person and you're getting intimate, like with your feelings, and it's not just physical, and the emotional connection sometimes is even like stronger, or like it just is more harder, I feel like. And that's what like is crazy to me about trial marriages in general. Like it kind of makes me think of long distance relationships when we were talking about it before. It's like they're in one long trip. Like obviously feelings are going to form. So it's just what makes or breaks the original couples is, are you going to be honest about your feelings? Are you going to be honest and authentic about what happened during your trial marriage? Because it's literally filmed. So why would you lie? You know?
100%. Okay, we have to talk about Megan and Dana, though, because I feel like they are, like, that couple that's bringing the messiness, mostly Dana. But first, Dana gets matching tattoos with Mel. And after the changeover, we find out that Dana actually promised Megan that they'd get matching tattoos if they made it out of the ultimatum together. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, this is sociopathic. Like, who does that?
That's almost like, what is that, like a revenge tattoo? Like, why would you do that knowing your you were supposed to get one with your partner? That's crazy.
And Dana is mad at Megan about like falling in love and getting physical with Haley. But I'm like, you were physical with Mel. Like you were physical with Mel, even though Mel denies it to Marie when Marie asks Mel about it. And they're clearly like denying it, like not really acknowledging it. I feel like that's pure manipulation, and to do it on camera, kind of, there's that line of like, it's a little crazy.
No, that's the worst part.
It's a little sociopathic.
It's kind of like they know that it's going to be shown, but they're like, in this moment, I want to just preserve my relationship and move forward and like either get proposed to or not. So I'm just going to lie to them and manipulate them into this engagement. You know, like I feel like that's the energy. And it's almost like, oh, I'll deal with the repercussions when the show comes out. You know,
that's totally
so stupid, because like your foundation is so rocky.
So I really liked Megan in the beginning. Like I was rooting for her. And after Megan asked Haley to apologize to Dana, like before the proposals, that's when things like changed for me, where I was like, okay, I feel like her and Dana deserve each other. Like just... they could stay toxic together, like stay a little toxic mess, you know?
I don't know, man. Like some of these relationships have been forming for so long that I'm just surprised they're willing to throw it all away so quickly, you know? Because like what, the trial marriages are 10 days long?
I don't even know like how long they are. I think that they're about 10 days. I don't even know if they're in the mindset of like throwing it away. I think they're just like, again, one thing I really loved about the cast is they're super authentic and they're just like following their hearts. But one thing that we know, right, is like having filmed Love is Blind is like when you are in these reality TV shows and in like weird situations, like it feels like a bubble and you're like kind of just like caught up in the moment, you know, because it's like it's real life, but not real life, because like when would you ever live with a random person and act like you guys are in a relationship? Like that doesn't happen in real life, but here you are like in the ultimate of doing it. but it's just messy. And like, okay, we're fast forwarding to the reunion, which was filmed a year after filming. And I was really surprised that Dana and Megan are still together. And Dana apologized to Haley, which was really nice. Yeah, I was just like really surprised about that.
I feel like the fact that Dana and Megan are still together, maybe because they went through such hardship, they bonded even more.
I think I'm surprised because I was all like, obviously they watched the episodes prior to filming this reunion. And if I was Megan, I saw the way Dana treated me and like the shit she did behind my back, I would not be okay. Like that, I just like, I don't know. It just like was a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes you're too forgiving, but the situation, I don't know. It's hard because the ultimatum, they both sign up, couple sign up for this show, knowing the possibility of what can happen and the fact that you could potentially, you know, find other connections that could last a lifetime. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's hard because maybe the mindset is we knew that something might happen because we're putting ourselves in this situation. So, like, I forgive you because it's a hard process.
The only reason I always bring up Love is Blind when I like watch these shows and like talk about it is I feel like that's the only thing we have to relate to what they potentially might be going through. But like we've had moments, right, where you have couples who get engaged on Love is Blind and it's kind of like unserious for them ultimately, right? Like even though engagement should be a big thing, I feel like in the Love is Blind world, some people just get engaged because it was like, this is kind of like the experiment and the process and what you have to do for the show and like to get screen time sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe it's like that where Megan watches Dana's actions more as like a, well, like this was kind of like this out of body experiment and we were kind of just doing the experiment. So it's fine. Like it's not that serious.
Right. Exactly. It's so unconventional that it's like all is forgiven. Let's move forward. Do we want to be together or not? You know? And that's why I feel like I will watch every season of The Ultimatum because it's just such a crazy experiment to put yourself through. And I'm like, it is actually kind of fun to see how these couples handle it.
But I would give this season, like, I would give it like a 9 out of 10. It was super messy.
Wow.
And I feel like this cast was way more authentic during the process than we typically see on these types of shows on Netflix. So I highly recommend. It's been so hot here during the summer in Chicago, and I have this urge to get some new outfits, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or just for the summer. And that's why I'm running to Quince, because their clothes are timeless, they feel luxurious, they look elevated, and it's definitely the quality that is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade I'm definitely looking for, and I just got two of their linen dresses, and they were only $40 each.
You know, I have been eyeing their leather bags. They're so classy, and I think my wardrobe could use a quality everyday leather bag. Quality is definitely the way to go, and all of the pieces at Quince are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They're able to do that by partnering directly with top factories, cutting out the cost of the middleman, and passing the savings on to us and you.
Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/outofthepods for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/outofthepods to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/outofthepods. Okay, Pod Besties, we are doing something different this episode, and we are playing a game called Date or Ditch. You guys shared the reasons why you ended or almost stopped dating somebody, and we're going to give you our opinion on if we think you should have continued dating them or you should have ditched them. So let's play this game.
Guys, the things you submitted are so funny, and even I was like reading them, and I was like, oh my gosh, would I date them or would I ditch them? So we have some opinions, and here's the first one. He still texts his ex happy birthday every year because they broke up amicably. Date or ditch?
Ditch.
Okay, that's what I thought originally because I was like, that's kind of weird, but I would say date, and then you'd have to be like, stop texting them happy birthday.
No, absolutely. Because like also, unless they're the mother of your child or something, like, no, you should not be contacting any ex.
I agree. I was like, you can while we're dating, like we're not together. But the moment we lock it in, you're not texting happy birthday to an ex.
No, never.
100%.
Okay, next one. He's a 10 out of 10 on paper, but you feel nothing on dates.
I feel like ditch.
100% ditch. Because you have to feel the spark. Even if somebody matches everything on paper and you don't feel anything, you got to ditch them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a lot of people who are 10 on 10 on papers. And I was like, trust your gut feeling. If you don't feel anything, it's a ditch. But I think it depends on how many dates. If it's like after the first two dates, I'd say give it another one. But if it's after like five dates, like, yeah, it's done.
Ditch Honestly, him. For me, I feel like you'll find out on the first date. Like, personality is everything. Even if you're perfect on paper, if you don't have the personality or like the compatibility, it's out.
No, I feel like first dates, you got to be like open. You know, some people don't have great first impressions, but I'd say by like the third or fourth or fifth, like, yeah, ditch him.
Next one. He has no social media.
I feel like this is a date. I don't think it's a red flag if someone doesn't have social media. I actually really like it when someone doesn't have social media, like another guy.
I agree. I actually looked somebody up from a dating profile and they had like 36 followers and they were private. And I kind of was like, kind of attracted to that.
No, I like that. I feel like also if they just follow their friends and not like micro influencers or like hot girls on social media, I'm like, even better.
Even better.
But if you don't have social media at all, I kind of love that. So I say keep dating him.
Agreed.
Okay, next one. He calls his mom his best friend. Cute or too much?
Cute.
Wait, yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a confident man when he's like, my mom's my best friend.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I think there's a thin line between prioritizing her over your partner, but I think it's super cute that his best friend is his mom.
That's yeah, cool. I think you would have to like figure out like, what does this best friendship entail? Like, is it just like, you know, your mom, someone you can trust and talk to a lot? Or is she like, you know, like overbearing? Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be a ditch for me. Cause I feel like now when you marry, you're marrying also their family. And I was like, I don't know if I could handle like an overbearing mother-in-law.
I agree. Mother-in-laws can break or make a relationship, dude.
Yeah.
Next one. He told you he loves you after 2 weeks. Date him or ditch him?
Probably ditch. That's a lot.
Yeah. Unless you're on Love is Blind or something, ditch. Because what do you mean after 2 weeks? That sounds like a love bomber to me.
Yeah, no. Like, I feel like if you feel like it's so early, ditch him. I feel like that's someone who like doesn't have great emotional regulation.
100% agree. Like, yeah. Do you have an anxious attachment style store? Like,
no, 100%. Okay, I say ditch. Next one. He ghosted you for a week and then came back with a, sorry, I've been busy. With no reason.
This is a hard one because...
No, it's ditch. What do you mean it's hard? It's a ditch.
No, because like, okay, the connection that I'm in right now, technically, we like will go a couple of days without texting sometimes.
But this isn't not texting. He ghosted her.
Oh, like actually, well, like ghosted her is not contacting her. Like I'm assuming it's, yeah, I guess a ghost situation is a little different. Okay, ditch.
Unless he's like, hey, sorry, I got into a huge car accident. I've been in a coma for a week. I just feel like there's no excuse to go a week without texting someone that you're dating.
Okay, next one. She brings up her ex in every conversation, date or ditch? Ditch.
Like, I want to say ditch, but I also bring up my ex.
No, Natalie.
Like, I like telling stories.
Which I think is fine, but it can't be every conversation.
Okay, yeah. And I feel like ditch. I feel like it depends. Like, is she just bringing up a story like, oh, my ex, like, that's, like, funny, that relates to the topic at hand. But I feel like if it's just out of nowhere, like, she's got to figure out that, like, how she feels about her exes. Ditch.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, are you still hung up on him? Because that's the energy that I would get.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, next one. He has a burner IG account just for watching stories and creeping on people. Why do I feel like when a guy does it, it's weird?
Yes, but when we do it, that's normal.
Yeah, like that's just girlhood.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're social media famous, I feel like ditch. Because what do you have going on in your life that you need to be watching stories and creeping on other people? Like, focus on yourself, King.
I feel like I would ditch. Like, if I found it out, I'd feel like an ick. Like, there better be a really good explanation. Though, when I tell the meow, 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 meow mix story, when I created that fake Instagram account to just creep on New York boy's friend, I feel like if I heard that from a guy I was dating, I'd be like, why is this a red flag? But it's not, because I did it. But I'd still say ditch.
100% ditch, because no one should be putting in this much effort into other people. Sorry, 100%. Ditch. Okay, next one. He follows every girl he's ever dated and still likes their selfies. No, ditch.
I feel like ditch.
100% I feel like ditch. Yeah, no. I don't know what it is, but when the guy that I'm seeing likes other women who he finds attractive, like he likes their stories and posts, I feel like that's almost giving that person the attention and also letting them know, hey, I like what I see. And I'm not about that life.
I also feel like it's really weird when guys follow every girl that he's ever dated.
Yes.
Because like, I mean, yes, like when I'm dating, I'll follow someone, but like at some point I'll unfollow them.
Yes.
Like if they're completely out of my, like they're going to show up on my feed. And I was like, I'm going to have, like, I don't want to see their stuff if I haven't like dated them in like 7 months.
I agree. And also like, I don't know, there's rare occurrences where you're still friends with your exes because it was never that serious. But
yeah,
that's not this scenario.
I agree.
Ditch.
They're great, but they chew with their mouth open.
Okay. I feel like that's not a ditch enough for me.
I feel like you need a date and then give the feedback and be like, can you not do that? Like, I'm not trying to see you chew up that broccoli piece.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying it to go from like a whole broccoli to like little snippets and see that whole process as I talk to you.
Exactly. Like this one can be trained. Like, sir, look, just close that chin. Or just like put your hand in front of your mouth if you really can't prevent it, you know?
Well, I will say though, sometimes like I'll chew with my mouth open when I'm by myself. Like, you know, when you're not thinking about it?
Yeah.
And I'm just I'm gnawing on something.
Yeah. I don't do that unless I'm eating like carrots, you know? I feel like that's acceptable.
Yeah. Or when a bite's too big, you kind of like stuffed your mouth really fast. I'll be like, you know, sometimes you just can't chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah. Okay, so we say like continue dating.
Yeah. And just when you lock it in, just give them the feedback like, hey, I don't want to see all of that going out in your mouth, you know?
Exactly. Okay, next one. He says he doesn't believe in deodorant, but he's spiritual. Did you write this one for me? No, I'm just kidding.
Why, do you not wear deodorant?
No, I do. But I don't like aluminum. But here's the caveat. During the summer months, you have to get the aluminum deodorant. It just, the natural stuff doesn't work.
I mean, guys, you know what's weird is I don't wear deodorant.
That's true. That's your genetics, though. So
but that's my genetics. I don't sweat under my arms. And I have this gene where I don't produce BO. How lucky me.
Exactly.
I just have IBS. God, like, pick or choose.
Yeah.
Either honestly, have, like, smelly armpits or you're going to get IBS. And sometimes I think I definitely chose wrong.
Honestly, though, with this situation, I feel like you can give him some deodorant. It's fine. Yeah. Once in a while, you just got to get away from
No, he doesn't believe in deodorant. I feel like if he's so smelly, you got to ditch him.
But, like, if you really like him and he likes you, he'll be willing to put on some deodorant.
Or he might be like, why do you have to try to change me?
I wish we had another category here that's like subject to date. I don't know.
No, literally. And I was like, is there a button that says more context? I feel like if he'll never wear deodorant and he's like a very smelly person and like you can't handle the smell, it's got to be a ditch.
Yeah. Or if he's like Natalie, where he just has the gene where you don't sweat, you're Gucci.
If he doesn't produce BO like me, like maybe it's fine. Like, you know, you just got to let it go. But if he's a smelly boy and doesn't wear deodorant, doesn't believe in it, like you're going to have to ditch.
Yep. Agreed.
Okay. He's 35 and says he's still figuring things out. I don't know how long I can wait. Oh, that's a fucking ditch.
Okay, that's hard because like I feel like I'm approaching 35 and sometimes I'm still figuring it out. You know, like men mature later.
Deep D, when you're dating knowing that you want something serious out of it. Like you're not trying to figure out like, what do I want in life? Like, I feel like, you know, like when I hear someone say I'm still trying to figure it out, it's like, I don't know if I want a relationship or not is when I typically hear it. Not that anyone's ever said that to me now that I think about it, but that's when I feel like that is said, when it's what do you want out of this?
It's hard because it's taboo when people are like, you know what, I don't want to get married ever, you know? And I feel like sometimes people are figuring out, do I ever want to be in a relationship? Do I ever want to get married? Like, I don't know if it's for me, you know? And then I'm like, I don't know.
But like, this is like, the whole prompt is that they're dating these people. So like, if this person who submitted it wants something serious and the guy's 35 and he's still trying to figure it out, not knowing if he wants a relationship or not, ditch him. Like at that age, he should know if he's dating for marriage, commitment. Figuring it out, that's a cop-out answer. That means like he doesn't know how he feels about you and he doesn't know like what he wants for real. And he should at 35.
I don't know. It's hard because like what if they just haven't found the person? I feel like when you find the right person, because obviously I would say ditch, because if you found the right person or he did, he wouldn't still be figuring it out. He would be like all in.
Yeah.
So,
but
yes,
if this
ditch.
Is like, yeah, like obviously if he's still figuring it out with you or in life, I just feel like, and that's not what you need more reassurance, ditch.
Yes. Agreed.
He's so fun to hang out with, but he records everything we do for his TikTok.
This is so funny to me. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I would say ditch for myself because that would piss me off so much. It would piss me off. Like, I don't want to be recorded.
Yeah, I would say ditch. But I feel like first you have to be like, hey, I really hate that you're recording this for TikTok. And if he's not receptive towards it, then yeah, ditch. But if he's like, oh yeah, like I understand, then date.
Yeah, that's true. But mostly I'm leaning towards a ditch here.
Because literally my biggest nightmare is like, you know, TikTok couples where they're like do little TikTok trends and dances together.
Yes.
Like being a part of that would be my worst nightmare.
I agree. Next one. She's a catch, but I hate all of her friends. Ooh. I would say ditch only because sometimes friends are an extension of yourself.
Okay, I'm on the fence. I would have to say date because it's not like you're dating her friends.
But you kind
of will be. I feel like family is like different if she's close to her family. Yeah, but I was like, you know, at the end of the day, you could still keep your boundary and like not be friends with these people.
Yeah, that just, it's unfortunate though, because then you would have to, she would have to give up all of her friends for this person, which is, that's sucky.
Yeah, so it's hard. or you just don't hang out with her friends.
Okay, I'm going to go back to a more context button because are they best friends, lifelong friends, or are they just acquaintances, chill friends, party friends, you know? That makes a difference.
Okay, but next one. He doesn't believe in tipping.
Ditch. 100% ditch.
100%. I don't want to believe in tipping, but you just got to do it.
Yeah.
Because that's just life.
Exactly. Do I like tipping the Starbucks barista? Absolutely not. I don't think I should have to.
Yeah,
but I
for
still
your
do it.
$8 latte, you're like, I'm already paying a lot. And I was like, I have to add $3 on top of this. But you still do it because, you know, that's just the life that's just the world we live in, okay?
Exactly. If you don't tip, like, that just says so much about your character. Absolutely ditch. Goodbye.
Yeah, ditch. 100%.
He makes six figures but lives with his mom to save money.
I think that's still a date. Just being a frugal man.
You would say that. I think it depends on how old this man is, because after a certain point in life, like let's leave the nest.
If his mom lives in a really big freaking house, maybe it's a guest room somewhere. Just do it. Why not? You know,
I mean,
just keep dating. Because, you know, listen, one day his money's going to be your money. So you want him to save a lot.
I guess in the Indian culture, it's very much acceptable. And like a lot of daughter-in-laws will move in with their husband's family. But even then, if you're making six figures, you can afford to move out. I'm sorry. But like, I don't want to come over and have your mom be our dinner guest 24/7. You know, like, I think have the conversation and move out.
Yeah, hopefully he lives in the basement like Nick from Love Is Blind season 7. And there's like a little bit of privacy there, but I don't know.
You still have to go through the front door to get down to the basement.
You're like, hi. Like
nice
after a little sleepover, you make your way out from last night's clothes. Yeah. And you're like, bye, Mrs. Johnson.
And then Mrs. Johnson's making you breakfast. Hi, honey. Like, would you like some bacon?
And you're like, this mom knows a lot. This isn't her first rodeo.
Right.
You know?
How many more have been through here?
Yeah, no, literally. Okay, next one. He Venmo requests me $3.75 after our last date for splitting an Uber.
I'm sorry, but I hate that.
No, literally.
Why are
ditch.
You nickeling diming her? Like, yeah, that's crazy.
That's a fucking ditch.
That's a ditch, right? Like, because that behavior is going to continue. It reminds me of when I have married couple friends who will like Venmo each other for things like utilities, which is fine. But like, this is a little insane.
No, this, if someone Venmo requested me $5, I'll take it up to $5. I'm out of there.
No, 100%. Like, why not just get the next Uber?
You're like, look, I wasted more money putting on fucking makeup, okay? Because I know you didn't.
That's so true.
I was like, if I went on a date, you should actually be Venmoing me at least $6 for wasted product.
And that is girl math right there.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, next one. He calls his mom mommy in public. Date or ditch him? I'm sorry, what?
Just, you know what? Just give that one up.
Yeah, it kind of gives me the energy that he's still stuck on the teat type of energy. Like, no, ditch him. That man probably has a little bit of issues.
I just feel like, I don't know, that one, I just say don't even bother. Just ditch.
Yeah, just ditch him.
He's super hot and smart, but he's never voted because he says politics are fake.
What? I feel like ditch because when you have a family together, he has to care about certain things because it's going to impact his children. Like, you can't just be indifferent about politics.
Politics can't be fake when we literally have a government putting laws into place, okay?
Yeah, like, this literally affects us, especially as women. So, like, if he doesn't care, then bye, ditch.
I don't have to have someone who is overly into politics, who knows every detail about politics. But I was like, I need someone who has political beliefs.
Yes.
Like, cares about certain things.
And at the very least, goes and votes. Like,
yes.
It's literally not even like a every year thing. Like, just go and vote.
Yeah. No, this is I feel like this is a ditch, especially if it's important to you. But I just feel like if someone told me they don't believe in politics or thinks politics are fake, like, that would be a red flag to me. I'd be like,
agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, like, cool. You don't care about anything. That's nice.
Well, Pod Besties, this was so fun that you guys submitted these. It kind of makes me feel good about the men that I've dated.
You're like, I'm in good hands.
But now I know, like, what's a red flag when I see one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to be using this date or ditch method when I see something that irks me. I'm going to be like, should I date or ditch?
Well, Pod Besties, we're so excited that we're finally back. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe.
And see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.